As I mentioned, broad church, it'll be commodities, equities, and FX. The criteria is very technical rather than market specific. However, you have to be very aware of the different aspects of markets. For example, if it's a lumber and you're in America, and they're having Thanksgiving Day, it's something you wouldn't necessarily be aware of here unless you're watching. Each market does require a certain degree of understanding of the market specifics as well. Ignorance is not entirely bliss. With technical analysis, a certain amount is, because you can be very accurately contrarian, but certainly not in terms of the mechanics of the markets. You have to be aware.
All right, splendid. And what mediums are you using for trading?
I use a combination, actually. I use spread betting for the obvious advantages of the capital gains not being applicable. I use an MT4 platform because I have tools that have been written for me on what is a very generic platform for which there's a lot of software support. And outside of that, at the FX desk, I use an institutional FX platform, which is very tight spreads with one of the big players that provides service to the trading floor over there, which is but predominantly an equity floor.
You're a shareman. Why shares?
Well, shares are great. I find them very technically compliant. They're one of the best for my particular setup in terms of price behavior, because they will always capture the retail market's response. Also, you know when you can switch off with the equity markets, and at close you can switch off. That does come with the downside that big moves can see gaps overnight where there's been information released, but I also find there's a value to knowing when you're on risk and when you're off as well, in terms of actual market movements. Very compliant. Also, news flows, unlike FX, slightly less schizophrenic. They're more planned and scheduled. In other words, you know when a quarterly update statement will be out. You tend to know things. So the things that can move the market suddenly are tend to be unknown news events.
Emma, what sort of shares are you trading?
Broadly, you want liquidity. So I was once given the formula, don't ever be in an equity where your size is 20% of the average day's volume. So liquidity is always good. And I would say even that's very, very high. You know, if you had to close an entire position, you could get slipped quite badly on account. So I tend to veer away from the penny stocks. I think that has a semblance of bringing in the punter and the gambling instincts of the psychology. So the people that are trading in the 5p stocks that double and halve on regular basis, I don't think there's, in the long run, you can expect to be consistent with that. You can have some great days, but you can also have some howlers.